From North State Public Radio, I'm Andre Bayek with your headlines for Wednesday, January 18th. We start today with wildfire recovery. The Paradise Town Council voted Tuesday to send a council member to Washington, D.C. to ask legislators not to tax campfire survivors on their settlement payments. Up to $1,500 of Councilmember Steve Crowder's airfare and stay in D.C. will be covered by the town council budget, part of the town's general fund. The trip will take place in the spring. The council members intend to express support for H.R. 176, a bill co-authored by Congressman Doug LaMalfa and Mike Thompson. The bill would give a tax exemption to all who receive PG&E settlement money from the Fire Victim Trust. The Fire Victim Trust was established by PG&E to pay victims restitution from several major disasters caused by the company, including the campfire. Payees receive settlement money in installments on which they are required to pay federal taxes. The bill has been applauded and anticipated by many campfire survivors. The council also voted to approve a letter of support for the bill from the Paradise Town Council. California's weather has calmed down after weeks of atmospheric rivers that slammed the state with damaging rains, wind, and surf. Tallying the damage will take time, but a California Office of Emergency Services spokesperson says the number of homes and other structures that will be red tagged as uninhabitable could be in the low thousands. The damage is spread across 41 of California's 58 counties. In the Sacramento Valley, the deluge of water and high winds during ongoing winter storms have hit agriculture hard. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more on how one small farm is holding up.
Moonbeam Farms sits on 10 acres just outside of Corning. The property grows 10 varieties of lavender and loofah sponges. In a large barn on the property, they sell handmade products from their lavender, like essential oils and baking mixes. When one of the first of a series of winter storms hit a few weeks ago, owner Carolyn Hansen said several customers were in her store.
All we saw was water basically around the whole door frame shooting into the store. So I had to close the barn doors and keep my customers in here for about half an hour until it settled down.
In the weeks that followed, Hansen's farm was inundated with water and battered by the wind. The barn where she ran her store was hit especially hard. The large front wall is now covered in plastic and needs to be torn down and replaced. The ensuing flooding from the failed wall caused electrical damage, making the building unusable. Hansen said the flooding has almost completely stopped all income to Moonbeam Farms. Her brand new tractor was stuck in the mud, and that mud also keeps her from having Harvest Hosts on the property, a group that lets RV campers pay to stay overnight at local farms. When I visited the farm during last week's wave of storms, Hansen walked me around the property in the pouring rain. The ground was covered in thick mud and massive puddles of standing water. While on the tour, Hansen discovered that water had seeped into the building where she dries the lavender, potentially ruining some of her last harvest.
I gotta walk out of here. I can't look at it.
Hansen also fears that standing water in the lavender fields will ruin the crop, setting back years of growth. In her estimation, the damages total to
somewhere between $35,000 and $40,000. And that doesn't even include what it's going to take me to replace 6 to 8 years worth of growth of lavender, all that investment.
Until the water clears and repairs are finished, she has focused on online orders. She's one of many small farms affected by the flooding and looking for avenues to keep business afloat. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Stutson.
President Joe Biden plans to visit California's Central Coast tomorrow to assess the damage from winter storms over the last 3 weeks. Heavy rain from the storms is also filling the state's reservoirs. For the California Report, KQED's Dan Brecke has more.
The series of storms that began the day after Christmas has dropped phenomenal amounts of rain and snow. Some areas have already reached their full season normal rainfall. Statewide, the snowpack level is nearly 250% of average for mid-January. Reservoir levels are surging, prompting some dams to begin releasing water downstream. At the same time, the Russian and Salinas rivers and many smaller streams are receding after cresting near and above flood stage. With a long stretch of dry weather forecast to begin later this week, residents and government agencies will get a chance to total up the damage. The estimated price tag for the prolonged pounding is at least $1 billion. For the California Report, I'm Dan Brecky.
And finally, in the aftermath of a massacre that left 6 people dead in a small San Joaquin Valley community early Monday morning, details remain sparse. The victims include a teen mother and her infant son. We again turn to the California Report. KVPR's Joshua Yeager reports.
Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreau struggled to recall a more disturbing scene in his 30 years of law enforcement.
What I have not seen is the very apparent murder of a 10-month-old child for no reason. What I have not seen is the very clear assassination stabbing to the head of a teenage mother. That I have not seen. It's egregious.
Boudreau said the brutal manner of the killings indicated possible cartel involvement, though he cautioned the investigation is ongoing. Investigators are still working to unravel the case.
None of this was by accident. It was deliberate, intentional, and horrific.
Boudreau told reporters at a Tuesday press conference that the family was targeted but did not reveal why. 5 of the victims were immediate relatives. He said the home was known to deputies for gang and drug activity, but at least 3 of the victims, including a grandmother sleeping in her bed, were innocent.
But let me make this very clear. Not all these people in this home were gang members, and not all of these people in this home were drug dealers.
3 victims survived the attack. No arrests have been made with 2 suspects at large. The department is offering a $10,000 reward for information that may lead to their arrest. For the California Report, I'm Joshua Yeager.
And those are your headlines for Wednesday, January 18th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For NSPR News, I'm Andre Bayet.